Good morning, everyone. Don't we look cute this morning? We just thought it would be great. I mean, if Jordan can do it with Kristen and Brandon can do it with Wendy, I thought that I can do it with Vi. So here we are today. It's a privilege of being with you. And as you know, many of you know, Vi and I have been together for 50 years, 46 of those as married, husband and wife. And so we just wanted to share some principles that we think that are important. There's many, many principles, but we're just going to briefly talk about four of them. So we pray that it will be a blessing. It's great to be with you guys. I pray everyone is doing very, very well. There's a statement I love. It's by a man named Steve Farrar. He says this: if you are a husband slash father slash grandfather, then you are in a war. War has been declared upon your family. Leading a family through the chaos of American culture is like leading a small patrol through enemy-occupied territory. If husbands are to avoid becoming a casualty of war, we must understand and fulfill our role as husbands. How true that is. So very, very true. There's different roles that we see in Scripture, starting in Genesis chapter 2, going to Ephesians chapter 5, going into 1 Peter chapter 3. But I'm just going to look at the first one here, and that is that we as husbands are to be learners. Now, it's interesting. This fact of being a learner is not a suggestion. It is a command. It says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, "You husbands, likewise, live with your wives in an understanding way, as with a weaker vessel, since she is a woman," that's just talking physically, "and grant her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered." That is an amazing scripture when you think about that. We are to live with our wives. We are to be learners, but we are to live with them with understanding. And if we don't honor her, our very prayers can be hindered. Now, honestly, I have to share my prayers, no doubt, during these 50 years, definitely since we've known the Lord, 44 years, I believe, then 45 years, then have been hindered all too often because of me being too silly. But anyway, I love the Lord. I'm thankful for His grace and mercy, and I continue to want to be a learner. God stated, as I said, this is a command that we are to be learners. The command is to live with them. To live with them implies more than sharing the same address. Peter reinforces in Ephesians chapter 5, and as we see in Genesis chapter 2, he reinforces this truth when he says, "Two shall become one flesh." And that is what he's talking about when he's saying living together, being learners of each other. Therefore, living with your wife is in an understanding way fulfills in part the one flesh relationship of the husband and wife. And it's a challenge, but it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So today, men, we are to be learners. The word, again, to understand is a command. The word understanding actually comes from a Greek word, which is also translated knowledge. We are to grow in our knowledge of our wife. We are to grow in that. This particular word means a knowledge based on personal experience as we continue through life. That is, because of what you've done with that person, because of interaction with your wife, you understand and you know them more and more. Paul in Philippians chapter 3 said that I might know the Lord in that way. The power of His resurrection, the fellowship of His sufferings, being conformed to His death. And so our culture today says, men, you can't understand our wife. Don't buy into it. We're never to do that. And we are to work that we would have an understanding of them. We would be learners. God says to the husbands, you must understand your wife, and you must learn to live with them in an understanding way. So my prayer is for myself and for you that we would be men of understanding concerning our wives. Go ahead, hon. It's up to you.
So as a wife, yes, we've been together for 50 years. It's been great. And we've had a lot of fun. And so as a wife, I want to talk about just a couple today of the roles of a wife. And so one of those is, well, first, let me tell you two facts to remember. One, ladies, is that you married a sinner. And fact number two is that so did he.
Oh,
surprise.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
But there are great roles. The Lord just flourishes in his word with help, rules, instruction on how to have a good marriage. And so I want to talk about one of these, and I love it. It's that S word. When I say it, women scream and run. It's that bad word that women hate. It's famous as a bad word. And I think that the enemy, the world, has taken this word, and has beaten it, abused it, kidnapped it, destroyed it, shot it, buried it. And I want to resurrect it, because I think it's the most beautiful word in all of the Bible. It's married to love. And that word, which you've already probably guessed, is submission. So number one, as a wife, be a submissive wife. And so submission represents not holding on to freedom, but allowing freedom. Freedom is, you're set free. There's an obedience, there's a protection, there's a blessing in being a submissive wife. And I'm going to read a scripture here in a minute. How do we really understand how to be a submissive wife? Everybody wants a loving relationship where there's peace. And where are we going to look? Where is there a look? There's one place. There's one relationship that we can look at, and it's the Trinity. And the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And can you picture Jesus going, you know what? I'm the one that died on the cross. And you get the reply, well, I'm the Father. But you don't see that in Scripture. That, thankfully, God isn't like us. But the Trinity, the Father is always glorifying the Son. The Son's always glorifying the Father. The Holy Spirit is glorifying both. You see that throughout Scripture. It's a great study if you want to go into it. John 14:13, Jesus said, ask anything. Whatever you ask in my name, I'll do it. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. That's why he does what we ask, so that the Father can be glorified. And there's a lot of scriptures, other scriptures, too. So, to me, it's a set free. I feel protected. I feel blessed to be submissive. And I just want to read a scripture before we move back. Wives, because it's the word of the Lord, be submissive to your own husbands, having some that do not... Okay. Can't see it. Wives, be submissive to husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without the word may be won by the conduct of their wives. When they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear, do not let your adorning be merely outward. Verse 4, let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. For in this matter, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands. So adorn yourself with submission.
See why I love her? Isn't she cute? So a good principle, two principles. I'd like to share with the husbands that might be listening, the fathers, the grandfathers, another principle. And the principle is God wants husbands to be lovers. Now, I can hear and I can see everyone. Yeah, that's the one I volunteer for. Yes, I want to be a lover. Yeah, yeah. Well, I think God had a little different intention when he said this. He said, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her. It isn't so much about what we receive. It's about what we truly learn to sacrifice. And I, again, am not an expert at this. I thank the Lord for my wife, and she's just amazing. She's put up with me all these 50 years. But yet, I've learned. I'm a little better, but the truth of Scripture is real. But again, this is a commandment. It's not a suggestion. Husbands, love your wives. Paul made it clear that loving your wife is not for a few spiritual guys. It's not just for those that are in leadership. It's not just for those that want to really turn and burn for God. It's for all of us. It's a command given in Scripture that we as men are to lead that way. Another principle we see in Scripture that we are to be leaders. It's very important that we would do that. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the Savior of the world. There's a hierarchy established, not of dictatorship, but of love and protection, as Vi said here concerning submission. And so today, men, we are to love our wives. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 28, it says, so Husbands ought also to love their own wives as their own bodies. It works. It truly is. As I've learned through the years, and I'm still learning to love my wife, it's amazing the love that comes back my way. And she's a woman of love, and she's a great gal. She truly is. But I've learned she's affected by my sowing into her life in that way. He goes on, he who loves his own wife loves himself. Think about that. We like to love ourselves. So a principle that is very, very important. Again, it is a command to love. Practically all of the world's ideas about love have to do with getting and satisfaction. Sorry, I stumbled over that one. But this is not biblical love. So what is biblical love? We know it's seen in Jesus Christ. And what did he come to do? He came to sacrifice his life, to love each and every one of us. And so we are to model that. We are to follow that and learn to love each other as husband and wife. So we are, as we have seen, we are to be learners, men, and we are to be lovers. And we should do it for the glory of God.
Okay, for the wives, we've already talked about submission, that dying to self and the sweetness of that. And number two would be, there's three. Well, I'm giving you two of them. Submission is the first one. These are my three top favorite. There's a lot of them. Number two is be a woman of the word. Read the word every day. Read it, breathe it, eat it, love it. The Lord has everything you need right in the word, and they just come oozing out when you read the word. He made available to you a lot of treasures that will help in your marriage. It's a marriage manual is what it is. And so there, tucked between these two covers, is all you need of life to see how to be a good wife to your husband. And I can't get enough of the word. Ask God, if you're really not into the word, ask God to give you a hunger for his word. Ask God to give you a thirst for his Holy Spirit. Be a woman of the word and filled with the Holy Spirit. And then the third one is be a woman of prayer. Pray for your husband. Pray for him every day. Pray scripture for him. Your husband desperately needs an intercessor. And there's really, who's qualified? You know his deepest needs. You know his weakest areas. You know the desire of his hearts. You're the perfect qualified person that can pray for that man like nobody else on this whole earth can pray for him. And so I have seen the weakest men spiritually become so strong and godly because their wives were there taking care of the kids, loving them, and praying for them on their knees for those husbands. And God does hear the prayer of the wife. But the most important support for him is prayer. And Ephesians 1, 17 through 19, and also Ephesians 3, 16 through 19, pray these scriptures. It's just to get you started. Pray that your husband would be granted the wisdom and the revelation and the knowledge of God. Pray that the eyes of his understanding would be enlightened. Pray that he would know what is the hope of his calling and the rich of the glory in his inheritance. Pray that your husband would know what is the exceeding greatness of God's power. Pray that he would be granted according to the riches of God's glory. Pray that he would be strengthened with might through God's Spirit. Pray that Christ might dwell in his heart through faith. These are these verses that I just told you, so you can read them and pray them. Pray that he would be rooted and grounded in love. Pray that he may be able to comprehend the width and the length and the depth and the height to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. Pray that he would be filled with all the fullness of God. And if God can someday say to my husband, well done, good and faithful servant, then I know I've done my part.
You know, sometimes when we hear these things, we think, oh, I fail here, I fail there. Here we are, Vi and I would honestly say, yep, we failed in these areas, but we haven't given up. As we started out today, I spoke about that we are in the midst of warfare. We truly are in the United States of America, in the midst of warfare, not only because of the virus, but we know that there's an enemy working against us as believers, working against us as husband and wife, working against us as families. So the more that we learn these principles, and yes, I know We're not perfect. We do make mistakes. So there is therefore now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. So we have to remember that side of it. But we must remember that we are new creations in Christ Jesus. So these principles, it's all about us being new. We learn to walk in them. Yes, we fail at times. We just ask the Lord to forgive us. But we come back realizing that we are conquerors. We are victorious in the midst of the battle. That nothing shall separate us from the love of God. That we truly know that we can be confident that he who has begun a good work in us will continue it until the day of Jesus Christ. We have all the promises of God, all the promises. It gets back to his word. What we've recited, as you know, today is just simply passages out of the word of God. Isn't it wonderful? Today, if we will read the word, we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. So Vine, I love you. We pray our lives would be a blessing to you somehow. We're so thankful for all the people that have been involved here with the church. We love them. We're thankful for them. We pray for you guys, and we pray for our marriages. So let's pray right now. Let's close this time with asking the Lord to bless our marriages. Father, we thank you so much. I thank you for my wife, Lord, how she stood by me. Thank you for the truth that has come through her word and the example that she is. I thank you that you allowed us to be husband and wife. Lord, I pray that we would be good examples in that way. Thank you for our children and our grandchildren. And Lord, I pray for the people that are in our church that are listening now or might listen in later. Pray your blessing upon their marriages. If there's some struggles that they're going through, Lord, I pray that they would humble themselves, simply humble themselves and repent of any sin that might be there and learn to love each other as Christ loved the church. So protect our families, Lord. Protect our husbands. Protect our wives. Protect the marriages that are in this church, Lord. Empower them for your glory. For, Lord, we want to serve you. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you guys. Have a wonderful day in Jesus.